The Prescott High School boys and girls track and field teams are also into their coaches' contact days as they await official practices towards the end of April. Head coach Emily Calabrese of the Cardinals joined KDWA Sports to talk a bit about getting prepared for the season and how these contact days could really be utilized by the entire team.
Yeah, so we, at least for track, and I believe it's the same for all spring sports, were given 15 extra contact days, and I was so grateful for that because actually our season did get cut a little bit shorter this year. We're not starting until halfway through April, and then we end last weekend in June as state for track, at least. So losing about 3 weeks in there for our season, it was tough because you never want to have your season cut shorter, even especially after you're like last year. But to get those 15 days, I mean, that gives us back the exact time that we would have had with these kids if it was a normal season. So we're just trying to use those days, and we are just trying to set a base and get these kids excited about what the possibilities are this year, what they can do, and just embracing every single moment that we have with them. So we are really excited to get going. Those 15 days are going to be huge. They are actually not limited to just the team. Anybody can come out and try it. So we've been telling kids, hey, you're on the fence about a sport, go ahead and try their contact days. See what it's all about. See if you enjoy being with the team, doing what they do, and then you can sign up when we actually start the season.
I also wanted to ask Coach Calabrese if not having a 2020 season has affected the numbers like it may have in other sports in the Tri-County area.
Yeah, I think we've kind of seen it go both ways. A lot of our kids who were going to start with us last year and they missed out on that season, I think they kind of struggle to get back on it now that they feel like the year has already gone by. So that would be our current sophomore group. So we are looking a little bit lower in those numbers, but we have a lot of freshmen who I think are just so excited to get back into their sports that their parents want them to get active. We want them to get active. They're excited to get outside and do stuff. So I think it's kind of working both ways right now, that it's tough for some kids to get back into it after losing it, but some other kids are just taking it and running with it, literally, because they're so excited to just do something.
Whether it's talking about practice plans or figuring out where kids might be able to succeed the most, not having that 2020 season will put the coaches in a tough spot early in the year. Coach Calabrese on closing that gap on and off the track from 2020 to 21.
Yeah, so we've had our plans from last year, and we're able to do a few of the things. We weren't actually able to do it with the kids, but we were able to continue to send them workouts through, I think it was June. So we got some feedback on what seemed to be working for them and not, so we can take some of that. But since we weren't with them, a lot of these first couple days are just going to be reteaching drills, reteaching expectations, and really just leading these kids into what track is and all the possibilities of things that they can do, because we have such a big group of kids. I mean, roughly half of our team is essentially new this year, missing out on last year. All of our freshmen and sophomores, this is pretty much their first year of track. So we're going to spend a lot of those days just introing them to what the sport is, figuring out where they fit best, what they enjoy. So the first few days are actually going to be a lot of fun in that way. Figure out where everybody lies.
It won't just be a whole new learning curve for the coaches, but for the kids as well, especially some of the kids that are coming from middle school to high school track and may have missed their freshman year. Some kids may have pictured themselves in a certain event, but the coaches know exactly where that student athlete can succeed, and it's all about getting that athleticism all over the track and through the field. Coach Calabrese on getting kids to try things they might not be comfortable with at first, but could very well be something they're good at down the road.
Yeah, I really lean on our upperclassmen for stuff like that. You look at a kid like Maddie Matzik, who she came into the year, her freshman year, saying, yep, I'm a sprinter. I want to sprint. Well, what we see in practice every day, I mean, she's kicking the butts of these sprinters in any of our endurance things. So we worked all year and said, hey, I think we should try the 8. I think we should try the 8. But you kind of want to be careful with that, too, because you don't want to throw them in something and then have them suffer through it and really hate it from then on out. So we wait until the right moment for those things. Build them up by telling them, I know you can do this. From what I've seen of you, what I know of you, and what I know of this sport, you can do this. And typically you'll get an upperclassman who now this year it'll be a kid like Maddie who can say, hey, I thought that that was me. And when I tried this, I had a lot of fun with it, and I found a love in something that I didn't even know I could do. So it's doing it at the right moment with the right kids and getting some help of our kids who have already been through that.
A lot of the field events, unlike running events, there are certain muscle groups that you need to use, whether it be throws or jumps. And that's something, too, that Coach Calabrese has really been working on early in the contact day season to make sure these kids are ready to go once meets do begin.
So our throwers spend a lot of time actually in our wrestling room. They stay there just to work on the little form things because they're not throwing for the first little while of the season. They're working on what it looks like. They're watching videos of other throwers. They're watching videos of themselves. We're using just all of the little techniques that we can to make sure that they're fine-tuned before they're really ready to launch a shot or launch a disc. Because if you're not doing it right, you're going to create some bad habits. So thankfully, actually, this year, we are taking on another coach in the throws. And we're bringing Carl over to jump, so he'll cover all the horizontal and vertical jumps. And we've actually got Caden Fisher coming back. He graduated 2 years ago, who is a thrower. And he's going to help a lot of our younger throwers to kind of dive into that, what does throwing look like, and fine-tuning those little things to make sure that they're getting off on the right foot. And then Avery Potoff, who's been working with our throwers, is going to help them as well. And I think it'll be really good to have two solid sets of eyes on the throws so that we can really develop that part of our program.
The Cardinals, again, have a wonderful coaching staff for the 2021 season, as it's become even more of a family affair for the Calabrese family. Also, having alumni coming back and helping in certain areas of track and field have been helpful as well.
Yeah, I've had so much fun with our coaching staff just because I feel like everybody brings something so neat to our team, and all of the kids really seem to latch on to every coach, which is nice when, like we talked about before, you know, you have a kid who you want to go try distance because you think that's where they'll fit best. There's Coach Carlson welcoming you with open arms, excited for you, ramped up. We've communicated about the kid. So I think that's really helped our kids to just form relationships with all of us and know that it's going to be okay to try something new because whoever you have with you is going to support you the entire way. So we've got my dad, actually, I don't remember if I've told you this, but he joined us last year. He actually retired just in time to join the track team. So he is actually taking our middle distance group. And then, as I mentioned before, my husband Carl, he's going to be doing horizontal and vertical jumps. Avery and Caden are going to be covering the throws. Coach Carlson's on distance. And then Avery's going to take her hurdles that she's always had too. So we've got a really solid group of coaches that are so excited for these kids and just really great at forming relationships with them that truly help them to succeed in this sport.
That was head coach Emily Calabrese of the Prescott Cardinals girls and boys track and field team. We'll have more on Cardinals spring sports in future sports updates.